welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths, to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
As we begin this new year,
I would like to thank you, our listeners, KWXC, and the Sharon Hart staff for all their help and support in making this program possible. It all began when a wonderful radio station owner with a heart for ministry decided that there might just be a place in Christian talk radio for a book nerd who wanted to share with others all she had learned from the literary world, hoping to provide just the right resource at just the right time to assist, challenge, and encourage others in their spiritual walk. As we began to prepare for another anniversary show, I started to ponder what book we would feature. There were several I was contemplating when a turn of events took me in a different direction. A dear childhood friend of my daughter's was getting married, and my husband, my daughter, and myself headed out to San Diego to attend the ceremony. While raising kids, our two families began to find our lives often intertwined. Our children met in middle school, and as parents, we had shared classroom events, mission trips, field trips, youth group, ball games, and much, much more. And though life would eventually take us all in different directions, that friendship, formed in those years we lovingly call chaos, was forged with bonds not easily broken. The weather and the wedding were both lovely, and it was during the reception that the inspiration for today's book feature took hold. The groom's parents had at one time overseen the operations of a busy church bookstore, and so naturally in the course of our catching up, the conversation turned to books. On our very first show, we featured my favorite book on marriage by Gary Thomas entitled Sacred Marriage. And as we were chatting, I asked Todd, the groom's father, if the bride and groom already had a copy, because if not, I certainly wanted to send them one. He said he wasn't sure, but as long as we were on the topic of favorite marriage books, his was a work by Dr. Emerson Eggerich titled Love and Respect. I'm not sure how I missed this gem when it was first published, but I am thankful to finally have found it and for my dear friend's recommendation. It seemed only fitting that on this anniversary episode, we should feature this compelling book on marriage. Its message is simple. A wife has one driving need, to feel loved. When that need is met, she is happy. A husband has one driving need, to feel respected. When that need is met, he is happy. However, if either of those things is not met, things get crazy. So come be a part as Dr. Eggerich reveals why spouses react negatively to each other and how they can deal with such conflict quickly, easily, and biblically. Based on over 3 decades of counseling, as well as scientific and biblical research, Dr. Eggerich and his wife Sarah have taken the love and respect message across America and are changing the way couples talk to, think about, and treat each other. We are told in songs, poetry, and even protest that all you need is love. But our author today absolutely disagrees with that conclusion. Why? Because when 5 out of 10 marriages are ending in divorce, obviously love alone is not enough. Love is vital, especially for the wife. But what we have missed is the husband's need for respect. Today we're going to take the first step in learning how a wife can fulfill her need to be loved by giving her husband what he needs, respect. Dr. Eggerich receives letters weekly, if not daily, from people who have gained wisdom by understanding the one key verse of Scripture that is the foundation of his book. No husband feels fond feelings of affection and love in his heart when he believes his wife has contempt for who he is as a human being. Ironically, the deepest need of the wife, to feel loved is undermined by her disrespect. However, Eggerich cautions that what he has to tell you is not a magic bullet. The journey to a godly, satisfying marriage is never over. But during 3 decades of counseling husbands and wives, Dr. Eggerich and his wife Sarah have discovered something that can change, strengthen, or improve any marriage relationship. They have seen God work in remarkable ways when men and women submit themselves wholeheartedly to the biblical design for marriage. They have seen it work in their own marriage. And if you and your spouse will learn and practice the love and respect connection, the potential for improving your marriage is limitless. Eggerich shares he wrote this book out of desperation that turned into inspiration. As a pastor, he counseled married couples and could not solve their problems. The major problem he heard from wives, he doesn't love me. Wives were made to love, want love, and expect love. Many husbands fail to deliver. But as Eggerich continued to study scripture and counsel couples, he finally saw the other half of the equation. Husbands weren't saying it much, but they were thinking, she doesn't respect me. Husbands are made to be respected, want respect, and expect respect. Many wives fail to deliver. As Eggerich wrestled with the problem, he finally saw a connection. Without love from him, she reacts without respect. Without respect from her, he reacts without love. And around it goes. Eggerich calls this the crazy cycle. Marital craziness that has thousands of couples in its grip. Not only will he explain how we get on the crazy cycle, but also how we can get off of it. How can I get my husband to love me as much as I love him? This is the basic question he heard from wife after wife who came in to him for counseling. His heart broke for the wives as they wept and told him their stories. Women are so tender. On occasions, he sat there with tears rolling down his cheeks. Why couldn't husbands see what they were doing to their wives? Was there some way he could help wives motivate these husbands to love them more? For more than 20 years, Eggerich had the privilege of studying the Bible 30 hours a week for his pulpit ministry. He'd had a lot of formal training, but he reports that even in his own marriage, he and Sarah came to a place where they irritated each other almost daily with bad habits they couldn't shake. Then one day, Eggerich writes, an illumination from Scripture exploded in my mind and heart. It simply blew me away. I literally exclaimed, "Glory to God." The insight he finally recognized in Scripture, which he later confirmed from reading scientific research, explained why he and Sarah would get into arguments. He finally saw clearly why Sarah would be crushed by his words and actions, and how Sarah could say things that would send him through the roof. What was the secret? Actually, it wasn't a secret at all. This passage of Scripture has been there for some 2,000 years for all of us to see. In Ephesians 5:33, Paul writes, "Nevertheless, let each of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Of course, I'd read that verse many times, Eggerich notes. I'd even preached on the verse when conducting marriage ceremonies. But somehow I'd never seen the connection between love and respect. Paul is clearly saying that wives need love and husbands need respect. This is not just a nice little theory to which I've added a few Bible verses, Eggerich explains. How the need for love and the need for respect play off of one another in marriage has everything to do with the kind of marriage you will have. As Eggerich began to ponder what Ephesians 5:33 was truly saying, his thought process went something like this. A husband is to obey the command to love, even if his wife does not obey the command to respect. And a wife is to obey the command to respect, even if the husband does not obey the command to love. So far, so good. Then he reasoned further. A husband is even called to love a disrespectful wife. and a wife is called to respect an unloving husband. There is no biblical justification for a husband to say, "I will love my wife after she respects me," nor for a wife to say, "I will respect a husband after he loves me." As God guided him to recognize the strong link between love and respect in marriage, Egrich saw why it is so hard to love and respect. Because when a husband feels disrespected, it is especially hard to love his wife, and he has a natural tendency to react in ways that feel unloving to his wife. Perhaps the command to love was given to him precisely for that reason. When a wife feels unloved, it is especially hard for her to respect her husband, and she has a natural tendency to react in ways that seem disrespectful to her husband. Perhaps the command to respect was given to her precisely for this reason. At that point, the illumination came and made sense to me, and it has made sense to a lot of people ever since, Egrich shares. The love and respect connection is clearly within Scripture, but is also under constant threat that that connection can be strained or even broken. Then came what Egrich calls the aha moment. This thing triggers itself. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love. Thus, the crazy cycle was born. Everywhere the Egriches share this theory, husbands and wives immediately understand. They see that if they don't learn how to control the crazy cycle, it will just go around and around and around, and where it stops, nobody knows. Getting on the crazy cycle is all too easy. Recognizing that you're on the crazy cycle and learning how to keep it from spinning out of control is possible if a husband and wife can learn how to meet each other's basic needs for love and respect. Egrich is often asked, "How can you be sure that the wife's primary need is to feel love and the husband's primary need to feel respect?" The answer comes in two parts. First of all, Egrich explains, "My experience as a counselor and as a husband confirms this truth. The wife is the one who asks, 'Does my husband love me as much as I love him?' She knows that she loves him, but she wonders at times if he really loves her nearly as much. So when he comes across as unloving, she typically reacts in a negative way. In her opinion, he needs to change into a more sensitive and caring man. On the other hand, a husband doesn't commonly ask, 'Does my wife love me as much as I love her?' Egrich often asks husbands, 'Does your wife love you?' They usually reply, 'Yes, of course.' But then he asks, 'Does she like you?' And the answer then usually comes back, 'No.' In many cases, the wife's dislike is interpreted by the husband as disrespect and even contempt. In his opinion, she has changed from being the admiring, ever-approving woman she was when they courted. Now she doesn't approve, and she's letting him know it. In the husband's attempt to motivate his wife to become more respectful, he often acts in unloving ways. Ephesians 5:33 teaches of the woman's primary need for love and the man's primary need for respect. The husband must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Could it be any clearer than that? Paul isn't making suggestions. He is issuing commands from God himself. In addition, the Greek word Paul uses for love in this verse is agape, meaning unconditional love. And the wording of the rest of the passage strongly suggests that the husband should receive unconditional respect. Christian spouses should never read this verse to say, "Husbands, love your wives unconditionally, and wives, respect your husbands only if they earn it and deserve it." In this verse, respect for the husband is just as important as love for the wife. Scripture is not calling on wives to feel respect. It is commanding them to show respectful behavior. This is not about the husband deserving respect. It is about the wife being willing to treat her husband respectfully without conditions. To say the least, doing something when you don't want to do it is counterintuitive. Therefore, this passage must be acted on in faith. God has ordained that a wife's respect for her husband is a method to win husbands to himself. As a husband opens his spirit to God, he reopens his spirit to his wife. The best way to love your husband is to show him respect in ways that are meaningful to him. Such respect lets him feel your love for him and ignites in him feelings of love for you. This book will show you the power of unconditional love and unconditional respect. As you and your spouse use these powerful tools, you can save a struggling marriage from divorce court or a ho-hum marriage from boredom and concealed bitterness. If you have a good marriage, you can make it even better. Eggerich admits he and Sarah still come across to one another at times as unloving or disrespectful. They still get on the crazy cycle like everybody else. But they have made a decision that has changed the course of their marriage for the good. They now know how to reduce the number of times they spend on the crazy cycle, and often stop it before it even gets started. Eggerich explains, "I decided to believe that Sarah doesn't intend to be disrespectful. Oh, she can get nasty, but that isn't how she feels in her heart. I know she respects who I am deep inside. Sarah has decided to believe that I do not intend to be unloving. She knows that in my heart I love her deeply and would even die for her." How does this practically play out? If husbands and wives are to understand the love and respect connection, they must realize that they communicate in code. And the problem is, they don't know how to decipher the messages they send to one another. Angry exchanges are caused when the husband appears careless or callous, depriving the wife of love. And when the wife reacts with criticism and complaints that are vehement, depriving the husband of respect. Ironically, there are more books being published on marriage today than ever before. There are books on marital communication, money management, sex, etc. There are even books on how to become a better husband or wife in 30 days. But with all of our knowledge, the craziness continues, and it doesn't seem to matter if the couples are Christian or unbelievers. Why? Eggerich included that those of us in the church who believe we have the truth are not using the whole truth. A critical part of God's word has been completely ignored or perhaps simply gone unnoticed, but it has been there all the time, right under our noses. Many Christian spouses know Ephesians 5:33 and can at least paraphrase it. But is anyone really listening? Perhaps the first step to better communication between husbands and wives is to hear what God's word truly says. Communication in marriage has been described, discussed, and dissected in hundreds, if not thousands, of books and articles. Why, then, is communication between husbands and wives such a problem? It goes back to the fact that we send each other messages in code based on gender, even though we don't intend to. What I say is not what you hear, and what you think you heard is not what I meant at all. For in almost every case, the issue that seems to be the cause of the craziness is not the real issue at all. Do you ever get into a conflict with your spouse, but aren't even sure why? You see your spouse deflate, bristle, or go cold, and then think, "What's wrong now?" Typically, you write it off, saying if only she weren't so touchy, or if only he weren't so childish. Of course, if you're the one who's offended, that's different. Your spouse is guilty of stepping on your toes once again. But just because you feel unloved or disrespected doesn't mean your spouse is sending that message. It is crucial to understand that one thing is going on in the spirit of the wife, and an entirely different thing is going on in the spirit of the husband. The opening chapters of Genesis tell us God created them male and female. That's hardly news. But what it underlines is, men and women can look at precisely the same situation and see life much differently. Not only do men and women see differently, but they also hear differently. They may hear the same words, but get very different messages. For example, when a woman says, "I have nothing to wear," she typically means she has nothing new in her closet. When a man says, "I have nothing to wear," he means there's nothing clean in his closet. We must understand that men hear criticism as contempt. Women feel silence as hostility. Often both spouses have goodwill, but aren't deciphering each other's codes. She criticizes out of love, but he hears only disrespect. He distances himself to prevent things from escalating, which is the honorable thing to do, but she sees only his failure to be loving. The crazy cycle continues to spin. Many couples feel like all they do is fight and fight and fight and don't even know why. A major part of the answer is learning to decode each other's messages. Whenever a wife is complaining, criticizing, or crying, she is sending an encoded message, "I want your love." Whenever a husband is speaking harshly, or sometimes not speaking at all, he is sending his encoded message, "I want your respect." We have just begun to see how this decoding process can start to happen, and there will still be problems that stand in the way. But Egret shows how all this plays out and how husbands and wives can learn to deal with these problems. It is truly an incredible resource for couples who want to get off the crazy cycle, and I hope each of you will add a copy to your library. But before we close today, I want to leave you with a couple words of caution. First, to the husbands. For many wives, hearing that the Bible teaches women to give unconditional respect to their husbands is a huge piece of information. It is often something wives have never heard before in any form. A wise husband will not use this information as a weapon. Instead, he will be humble. He will keep her in prayer. He will let his wife process what she has learned and then let her act upon it. When she does, miracles can happen. To the wives, unfortunately, there are voices in our culture that have been saying, "Don't show respect to men. They don't deserve it. They'll treat you in a subservient way, or they'll abuse you, or even kill you." This is true of a certain number of men, but along with Egret, I believe it is a lie concerning the vast majority. A man who has basic goodwill will serve his wife and even die for her, with no expectation that she would do the same. But for many women, the words "unconditional respect" are a red flag. They have been bombarded for so long by the wrong interpretation of biblical submission that they are often suspicious or even hostile toward the whole idea. Unconditionally respecting men will give them more power to grind us down. I understand these concerns, but remember, husbands who have goodwill toward their wives are not looking for ways to have power or superiority over them. On the contrary, many husbands don't feel powerful at all. Deep down, they have a basic fear that can keep the crazy cycle spinning. But as Egret will reveal, wives have far more power to change their marriage than many could ever have imagined. Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Egret can be found online or at your local bookstore and is currently available in hardback, paperback, audio, and digital formats. A DVD series, as well as workbooks suitable for individual or group studies, are also available. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And remember to always read with discernment. Because while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to continue to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.